بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the شعار of عارف بالله عزتي اختصاص المعنى شاحكي محمد اختصاص نور الله مرقده. The title is سكون دل در مجلس اهل دل. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یار جی ڈر بھی جاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یار جی ڈر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں کسے غم جان دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں یہ دنیا والے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے پھر ان کو دل دے کے زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں پھر ان کو دل دے کے زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یار اب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یار اب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ
گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا، یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ، گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا، مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں، مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب، جی ڈر بھی جاؤں مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر، مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر، تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن، سوامی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں، تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن، سوامی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب، جی ڈر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان دل سناؤں، کسے میں زخم جیگر دکھاؤں.
الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waq Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat has presented it so beautifully in poetic form, and a beautiful title Hazrat has given, Sukoon e Dil Dar Majlis e Ahl e Dil, that everybody today is looking for peace of heart, contentment, and a nice comfortable life. But where we are looking for it, it doesn't lie there. Hazrat has put it so beautifully, and all the years of experience of Hazrat from young days, when in his youth already, from that time when he tasted the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is giving us his life experience. That he says, Sukoon e dil, dar majlis e ahl e dil. Everybody is looking for peace, contentment, happiness, but where it lies, only in the company of the people who have got heart. And who are those who have got heart? Who have given their hearts to the maker of heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given us our heart, and Allah has given us this heart that we clean our heart from everything else, so that Allah Ta'ala can come in the heart. When Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, and Allah Ta'ala informs us, Allah, listen attentively, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that when you are soaked in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why Hazrat has said that this sukoon-e dil, where you will find it? In the company of the ahl-e dil, because Allah ta'ala is the one who الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ,
sends down the peace and contentment in the hearts of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah has brought us here to learn how to get this peace and contentment. In other words, to detach ourselves from all these artificial attractions of this world and get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says that you will find today in the world people are running from this direction, that direction, this town to that town, this country to that country. For what? To get peace and contentment, for better pastures, and think that there will be more safer life, there I will earn more, etc. Hazrat says you can go throughout the world. Siwai tere koi thikana nahi, ya Rab, chidar bhi jau. That, oh Allah, besides turning to you eagerly and coming to you with eagerness and total conviction, that only in obeying you, O Allah, there will be peace and contentment. You can go anywhere in the world. You can be in outwardly the most peaceful place. But if you don't have connection with Allah, breaking the commands of Allah, you will be living a miserable life. You can be in a place where it is a crime-torn society area. But when you are connected to Allah Ta'ala, you will have peace and contentment. So Hazrat says, Ya Allah, wherever I can run in the world, there is no place of refuge for me besides to come to you. So we have to be running for firru ilallah. Then Hazrat explains his life story from his young days of 16, 17, when he was in the company of his Shaykh Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi, and forever after that in the company of the lovers of Allah. Ke ghame jaan wa dil sunao, kisse mein zakhme jigar dikhao. And Hazrat says, who can I tell this tale, this real story of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pain that has penetrated my heart from the company of the Ahle Dil, the company of my Shaykh and our Mashaykh, and the wounds of my heart, the wounds of my liver, who can I show it to? In other words, how I've learned to control my passion and desires that is pulling me towards haram. But in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, I learn how to stab my desires. And I crush my desires. All that wounds, who can I show it to? Only those people who will understand when they come in the company of the friends of Allah. That to become the friend of Allah is not just so easy. You will have to go through difficult times. But Hazrat says, when you join the lovers of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't just make it easy, Allah makes it enjoyable. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. Hazrat now gives us the whole crux of life, that people are looking for peace and contentment in the worldly things, in your degrees, in your businesses, in other activities, etc. Hazrat says the whole world, all those things that are detached from Allah Ta'ala, they are all disloyal. Even if it is your own business, you go to your business, you become the slave of your business. Whereas the business is supposed to be slaving for you. So Hazrat says this whole world is bare wafa, is disloyal. Wafa ki qeemat se bare, and how can they be ever loyal when they don't know the value of loyalty? The value of loyalty is only Allah Rabbul Izzat who has given us. And what is loyalty? This is what is called taqwa. To love that life that Allah has given me, to save myself from all those things that will detach me from Allah Ta'ala, and I will lose my value. So our value is only in obeying the commands of Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where you will find it, only we will learn it here in the company of the friends of Allah, then following in their lifestyle. Otherwise, Hazrat says, Fir unke dil de ke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyu banao? So Hazrat says, an intelligent person, if he realizes that the whole world has got no loyalty, so why should I give my heart to the things of this world and put myself into oppression and make my life so difficult and so depressful life by giving it attachment to this world? Either I'm striving so much for my degree, working so much for my business, or working to get this house or this car, etc. And all those things are not going to give you peace and contentment. It's not going to give you happiness in the least, but rather it will make your life more strenuous, make your life more difficult. And then Hazrat explains that if your eyes of your heart open up, then you will see clearly this whole world. What is it? Ye bud jo muhtaj hai sarapa, غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. This whole world, Hazrat has put it so beautifully in one word. This is like an idol. All these idols are dead. But we running after the idols, either the idol of my degree, some position, either the idols of my business and worse, sports idols, etc. Hazrat says all of them are totally, totally muhtaj. They totally in need every second of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So these are all idols and these are all the slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So why should I become a slave of a slave? That is the height of stupidity, that you become a slave of a slave. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. Hazrat says, think for yourself. Can you become, if you become a slave of your slave, are you increasing your value or decreasing your value? You are decreasing your value. Where can a slave first of all put a price on himself? A slave can't put a price tag on himself. And then a slave goes to another slave to put a price tag. That if somebody just praises you, Allah save me, all of us, then we think, oh, I am like this. But those are the praises and those are the price tags of the slaves of this world. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat knows our value, and that we will only know in the when we go to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But when we come in the company of the friends of Allah, then we will realize our price tag is, we are absolutely nothing. We are made from filth and dirt, one droplet of sperm. And when a person annihilates himself in that way, then Allah raises that person. And when Allah gives honor, nobody can disgrace such a person. So Hazrat further says that you might be thinking that we are saying that there's no value in all the official things of this world, whether it's your degrees, whether it's your position. This is such an honorable thing. So Hazrat has given such a beautiful similitude. He says, Ye mana humne chaman mein khush rang, gul se bulbul hai mast wa shayda. He says, the example of this outward world, which is so artificially beautiful, that if I got this degree, I'll get that position. If I got that position, if I'm a minister, if I got that position, if I got that business, then see what Hazrat says, it is like that nightingale that is flying around in a beautiful garden and just looking at all the beautiful flowers, so it's outwardly it's enjoying itself. And like how we get fooled that no, I'm progressing now, I'm getting a higher position in job, and now I'm going to do my the honors, and I'm going to do my PhD. All this Hazrat says, it is just like that nightingale that looks like he's enjoying life, but in reality, what is it? Magar nasheman jo aazi ho, to usko maskan mein kyu banau? But where he has made his nest in that garden, for how long is that nest going to be? He is going to die before the nest crumbles, or the nest will crumble before he dies. So the things of this dunya won't give you peace also, and you'll be fooling yourself. So he says, Hazrat says that why should I make that my dwelling? Why should I make the artificial things of this world my dwelling? Let us come in the company of the friends of Allah. And when you get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then wherever you go in the world to spread the love of Allah Ta'ala, that will be your enjoyable place. And there won't be that this home is my sweet home. The sweet home is that home where there is connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And finally, Hazrat teaches us so beautiful. Mujhe to akhtar sukooni dil gar mila to bas ehle dil ke dar par. To unke dar ko main apna maskan samime dil se nya kyu banau. So Hazrat is giving us such advice of his life experience, and so to say from the bottom of his heart, Hazrat says, O akhtar, addressing himself, but telling us all on behalf of our Shaykh Mashayikh, that if I ever got peace and contentment of my heart, if I got a peaceful life, was only in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. The Ahle Dil, those people who got heart, and they'll appreciate your heart, and they will teach us to empty our hearts of everything else besides Allah. So Hazrat says, if I found peace and contentment in these majalis, so what I have decided, that from the firmness of my heart, I will make this my abode. I won't make anything else my abode. So Allah give us all tawfiq also to realize that we come here with this firm intention to learn how to gain this connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we'll see, we won't want to leave the company of the Ahlullah. Allah give us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa salli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Continuing the chapter on Taqdeer. Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person hands himself over totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah takes it upon himself to fulfill all his responsibilities. He gives him sustenance from places he never imagined. As for the one who attaches himself to the world, Allah Ta'ala leads him to the world. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, a Bedouin left his camel open and said, I place my trust in Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, tie your camel and trust in Allah Ta'ala. In other words, taking precautions is not prohibited. A person must take physical and mental precautions, but he must not rely on them. Another hadith, when Sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can medicines and spiritual measures defer divine decree, remove taqdeer, change taqdeer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these measures are part of taqdeer. In other words, it is also decreed that a certain medication or spiritual measure will benefit. O Muslims, take a lesson from these verses and a hadith. No matter what the difficulty, do not lose hope and do not move away from deen. Allah Ta'ala will help you. After Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions, one very easy solution for this is to learn to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making dua means that whatever you need, whether material or spiritual, whether you have to strive for it or whether it is beyond your effort and control, you must beg for it from Allah Ta'ala. However, you must be very cautious about not asking for something sinful. This definition encompasses everything. Take the following examples. Number one, if a person is engaged in farming or trade, he has to toil and also have the necessary implements and goods. At the same time, he must make dua to Allah Ta'ala by saying, O Allah, bless my farm and save it from loss. Number two, if an enemy is vexing you, whether for worldly reasons or deeny reasons, you have to make plans to protect yourself from him. The plan could be within your power, or it could entail helping, obtaining the help of the ruler, the police, etc. Together with resorting to these plans, you have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala by saying, O Allah, you also destroy this enemy. Number three, a person is sick. He has to resort to medicinal treatment and medication. At the same time, he must make dua to Allah Ta'ala by saying, O Allah, you remove this ailment. Number four, you have got wealth. You have to adopt the means to safeguard it. Example, by placing it in a secure place which has strong locks, or guarding it by appointing workers or house people to keep watch over it. Together with this, you must make dua to Allah Ta'ala by saying, O Allah, protect it from thieves. Number five, you have made a claim in court, or someone made a claim against you. You have to follow its procedures. You will have to make arrangements for lawyers and witnesses. Together with all of this, you must make dua to Allah Ta'ala by saying, O Allah, give me victory in this case, and save me from the mischief of the wrongdoer. Number six, you are studying the Quran Kareem and the knowledge of deen. You must pay full attention to it, be punctual and work hard. At the same time, you must make dua to Allah Ta'ala by saying that, O Allah, make my studies easy for me and embed the facts in my brains. Number seven, you are not performing salah and not fasting previously, and now you started doing all of this. Or acting under the advice of pious elders, you have started carrying out other acts of worship, your wazaif, you took bath, you started doing certain amal, etc. You must combat your laziness and ruses of your nafs with courage and uphold these acts of worship. However, together with this, you must make dua to Allah Ta'ala by saying, O Allah, assist me, keep me steadfast, and accept these acts of worship. These are a few examples which he provided. In the same way, for every other task, or at the time of every calamity, you must resort to the appropriate measures and procedures. At the same time, you must continue beseeching Allah Ta'ala and submitting yourself before him in humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make.